Okay, good morning everybody. The Shavuot coming up on Sunday, so I'd like to again get so we'll look at something Shavuot related. Now, you know, on Shavuot morning, there is a minhag to recite the pew at Zomot minute. I don't know if it's also the Friday minute. No, never heard of it. Okay. There's a minhag to recite the pew at Zomot just prior to Kriyas HaTorah. Now, the pew at Zomot is a very beautiful pew. It describes, first of all, speak about the praise of the Baruch Hu, and we do not have the appropriate kelim really to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu fully. The Malachim praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Am Yisrael praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then it speaks about the dedication of Am Yisrael to the Torah, and how throughout all the ages people try to entice them to the Torah, and nevertheless they stay dedicated to the Torah. And finally it concludes speaking a little bit about the schar, which is to be shared with the lover. That's a very, very brief summary of the pure taxonomy. Very, very beautiful and well worth going through. Who wrote it? This is exactly what we're going to come to in a minute. Who wrote it and some more background. Before that, the reason it's quite difficult to go through, and many people find it difficult to understand, is because it's written entirely in Aramaic. And it's quite difficult Aramaic. Now, this piyut was written by somebody called Rav Meir ben Rav Yitzchok, who was one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim. He lived in Germany in about the 10 or 1100s. One of the Ashkenazi Rishonim. And he wrote this piyut, which is read just before Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuot morning. Now, it might not seem like such a question, but nevertheless, it's quite striking. Why is this piyut written entirely in Aramaic? I mean, most of the pieces which there are in Ashkenazic minhag, many of them are not said nowadays, some are in some places, but they're not written in Aramaic. They're written in Lashon HaKodesh, albeit some of them in quite a difficult style, but they're not written in Aramaic. Now, why is only this written in Aramaic? Especially, you know, it wasn't written in the times of the Gemara or directly after. It was written in the times of the Rishonim when the other pieces were also altered, and it's, I think, almost unique that it's written in Aramaic. So why is that so? Let's put that question on the side. I'd like to look at some other points regarding the minhag of saying that Thomas. We'll come back to that and we'll see something quite fascinating. Abdominus is like Melachot Hadama. Abdominus, like introductory, Abdominus Milin, introductory word. The Sharoya is just on the beginning of my speech. And then it continues to say the same. Now we mentioned that the minhag is to say this Abdominus prior to Kriyas HaTorah. In fact, Mamash, just prior to Kriyas HaTorah, we take out the sanctuary, we took it from the Bima, we even go as far as calling the Kohen for Kriyas HaTorah, and then we say Abdominus.
Wow.
And in a minute you're going to give an even bigger wow, because you're going to hear that the original minhag, let's look how it was recorded in the Sefer Levush, which is on the very early Halachot Sforim, about the 1600s, where the minhag is recorded slightly differently. Vo'omrim Abdomus Achar Potuk Rishon. Now the Bush says that we say Abdomus after the first Potuk of Kriyas HaTorah, because we start the Kriyas HaTorah. V'chodesh HaRishon is the same thing we have to try the Emma Zabor Midbar Sinai. Then after the Potuk Rishon, then we stop and we say Abdomus. Shuv Shvach Al Bechiras Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael, which is a praise to Hashem that He chose Am Yisrael and not long after Hashem. That was the original minhag, as it's written in the Levush. Sorry? Yuchasaka. So we're going to see. What is this based on?
After the
Brach of the Kohen. In other words, he's made the Brach on the Torah. He's read the first chapter. And then in the beginning of the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, basically you're mastic to say this field, which was altered by one of the Rishonim. Not from the Kabbalah, not from the Gemara.
I was talking at least a way to the purpose.
Maybe you've already started, it's got a shame to it, or something. So, this was clearly the original minhag. Now, because one of the first great Shokalara also mentions that this was the minhag. Al Mashe Noyak in the Medina's Eidu, literally Prophet Harishon, but Harkak Matrilin as Domus Mid. That which the custom is to read the first Prophet and afterwards to interrupt it with that Domus. Usually, Demoya says the Talmud. It's astonishing, as we are astonished the Taz was also astonished. Hey, for showing the Haftik Bikriya, how can you do this to interrupt the Kriya Sasov? So Haftik is something of the Dibre Torah, also, it's recorded in Halakha, but even to discuss the Dibre Torah during the Kriya Sasov, also, the Cholak, anyone is Karim Shom, whatever leniencies there are over there, Enam Tal, but fly over here, probably think the Shvach HaZeh, now it's also to this phrase, this field, which is very nice, but you were anyway in your Kriya Klal, it's not even part of the Kriya, in any way. Why should we interrupt the Kriya Sasov? And therefore, says Shamati Mekorin, I've heard recently, Shehibu Rabboni Mutokim, the great Rabboni, directed the Minah, the Shoyer Abzomus, Koyim Shiyasu, Koyim Abra, to sing Abzomus before the Koyim says the Brocha Shal Kriya Sasov, the Chen Roy Minah, and so it is appropriate to bring in the Kapton, the Kolak, the Minah, the Altim. So the Tzad says that indeed this Minhag is there, you know, very strange, and he thinks the Minhag should be changed, and indeed I think in our time the Minhag has changed. I don't know whether there's anybody who still does the original Minhag. Wherever I've been, I've always seen it done before Kriya Sasov begins. Indeed, that's the Mishabura recorded
before the
Brachas,
before the Brachas.
Yeah. So what is going on in the Lush? So we'll have to look more at what is the chapter in the original Minhag. The Skibu Kama Akronim Mishabura also recalls this. The Akronim basically agree, the later authorities accept, Loyma Zeh, Akronim Shemashka Akronim Aborim Al-Torah, that one should say this before the Rokha of the Kohen, the Chena Minhag Ha'yom, the Kama Kehilot, and this is the meaning today in many things.
It does imply that the words are different.
Maybe there still are, I don't know. I have to tell you, they've been talking in Am Yisrael, not the right word, they die hard. It's hard to change a minhag in Am Yisrael. Even if you have sometimes good halachic ammunition, it doesn't always, not always so straightforward. The majority is not to do that. But Baruch HaShulchan also reported it at the Dovah Pashut, but we do it before the Kriya Sasov. But let's look at the data. Shaar Ephraim is also one of the early children's stories, probably also around the 1500s, where we'll see. Well, a discussion and sort of uproar was caused by this minhag of saying Abzomus. And we'll also see how much sort of respect and importance Am Yisrael attached throughout the Zoros to the slightest shinui of a minhag, how seriously they took it. Let's have a look what happened if this shayla, which was sent to the Shaar Ephraim, was one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz.
How does the minhag?
That's exactly what I want to come through in the end. Let's look first at this, and then we'll come more to that. What is this chat in the original minhag? But just very interesting to see this side. I said, so I'm looking at the Dorah Shulim, that which I was asked by the Chachmei Kehila Kedosha Venetia, which I was asked by the Chachomim of the Ir Venetia. Yeah, well, this must be before the times of the Al-Khala. Al-Khala is in about the 1700s, is that right? I think the Shaar Ephraim is from before that. Okay, so here, Rabboti Bedeh, the city which has in it many opinions. Oides Dibur Rivot, regarding the Machloikos, Asher Bishare, which is in their gates. The Indian Hakiut Abdomen, regarding the poem Abdomen, Shemurgi or Ashkenazim, Lohomer, the Takash of voice, Bishar Kriya Sasov, the minhag of the Ashkenazim is to say on Tagashirut, at the time of Kriya Sasov, after Apostle Misha, after the first Apostle. So in Venice at this time, whatever it was, the minhag still was to say after the first Apostle. But Kadoshim, the current book, and along came the new thinkers, so to speak. Levato HaMinagahu, and they wish to nullify this minhag. Yeah, revolution. Metav Sha'otho Lahaftik Bekriya Sasov. And they say, what's going on over here? How can you be mastic in the middle of Kriya Sasov? But Rotsin, She knew it was quoted in Kriyas HaTorah, so they say to them, well, say it before Kriyas HaTorah. Im yesh chayak b'yodom, levatil midat hakav moed. Do they have the right, the authority to nullify the original midah? And we'll see a little further that in fact, some further background to this was that the majority of people in Venice were not Ashkenazim at all. The majority of people in Venice were Sephardim. And the basin of the town was a Sephardi basin. I don't exactly, not described in the Chubby exactly how the setup was, but I'm guessing something like probably the Ashkenazim surely had their own separate minions, but the basin of the town who oversaw and had the final say in all halakhic matters in the town was a Sephardi basin. So the Sephardi basin said to them, well, we can't have this going on in our town, this Keshtik of Kriya Sephardi, and you've got to change your minhag. So, you know, Amisrael don't like changing their minhag, especially when they feel that the different people with other minhag are coming to talk their nose into their minhag, so they obviously felt they didn't feel happy about it. And look at the way they sent this shayla to the Shire Ephraim, who was one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz. Oh, that's exactly one of the things that they asked him. They said, these are now the words of the Shire, of the Shire, the Shire. Ask the following. Tikavei Nechem, please give importance to the following points. And he splits his Shire into three. Al Adin, Baal Ha'emet, Baal Ha'shon. I'd like you, Arav Shire Ephraim, to please give your attention to the following three points. The Din, the Emet, and the Shon. Now, one of the Din, the Emet, and the Shon. Al Adin, regarding the Din, what I mean regarding the Din, in Basin Asfardi Ba'ama Rabi, Sulim Nodun Din Tavet. Maybe the Sephardic Basin don't have the right to offer a Ruben on such a matter. Keeping in Hagam, if we follow their custom, like Korah, Domus Me'odom, they don't read that knowledge anyway. In Yusuf Lulitz, they come in again, and if we're going to give them authority to Paskin regarding Am and Hobby, Lo Yibotan Me'em Ashi Yod Mulafis, so they will do whatever they want to do. Ulaho, Yibotan Korah Hobby Shalom, and in the end, all Am and Hobby will go down the drain. Kihim Holoi, so they are the majority in this town. So maybe in the first place, a very fundamental shayla in truth, which has a lot of ramifications, all types of areas of halakha, whether somebody who doesn't go with a certain halakha, or minhag, or chumrah, or whatever it might be, does he have the right or authority to offer a ruling in that matter? That's one of the shaylas that they asked, which we spoke about at great length. It's a very big shayla, not going to go into it. Now, yeah, well, I'll give you a slightly different, might not be the same, but I want to talk about this shayla. Might not be the same, but might be a certain comparison. There's more now this type of comparison. We know that they speak about cholov apple, let's call it, or cholov that's produced by companies in developed countries where the government has laws and authority and gives a fine if people do things they're not supposed to do. So a dairy which is supposed to produce cow's milk run entirely by growing. So we know that the Mahlokes HaPoskim, whether one's allowed to treat that milk as effectively as solid food, as being kosher, or not. Or do we have to follow the precise geder is given by Chazal, or the milk has to be washed by a Jew during its production. So that's like it. Moshe very famously, so let's say we're going to send a mashkiach to watch some sort of production of something which involves solid Yisrael. Let's say, and this mashkiach himself isn't machmir on solid Yisrael. He's happy to have what let's call it cholov stam. He's happy to have regular cholov. His opinion is then happy to follow his opinion of Moshe Feinstein and the other Mickey. And we're going to say his job is a mashkiach, and we're going to send him to oversee a particular production where we do on Chol of Yisrael, where we're being mucked on Chol of Yisrael. Does he have their mothers? Maybe he'll say, hey, he'll come call and say no, because he thinks that, anyway, see me and your examples, it's good enough. So maybe we can't rely on him for us who don't want to be mucked. So similar, might be quite the same, but. I don't know if it's definitely certain that he sort of recommends or puts down a very worthwhile task to be mastered. That's definitely true. I think it might be somewhere. I think it might be somewhere in the middle. Yeah, that could definitely be. Okay. We're getting off the point. So let's leave that on the side. So that's one of the things they ask him. Can this basin of those who got to hold this minhag altogether anyway? So what sort of authority do they have to rule on that minhag? Allah emet. So what's the second point they want him to rule? Allah emet. In the emet, Tehu Ta'alot, is in truth their ruling correct? Now look at it. Look at this light. It's Hashi Umar Sosin. For I have done my investigation. Call a minhagim hachidumim in all the early records of minhagim. Mahzoyim ha'yishonim ki minhagim ha'ashkenazim and all the old Ashkenazim mahzoyim. Ubal ha'lehushim in the state of the Hushim. You mentioned the Ma'aril, which is another early source of minhagim ha'ashkenazim. Te'efod ki minhag ha'ashkenazim ha'ashkenazim. They all say, like the original Ashkenazim minhag, to read it after the first part. And the excited of her and Kaya, in these circumstances, who has the right? The Chadish or the Vakil Minagam, he's saying, which is nullified the Minag, which is Torah, surely. Allah Shalom, and finally, most important of all, Allah Shalom, please do something, the Hashkit and the Rivoit, to lower the flames of the Makwakim, Ki Rabu Hakatotot, for there is much strife, Ben Yehidis Gula, Ben Eni Kri Masik Brother, Allah Shalom. Yeah, so, as I said, we anyway do see how much importance they attach to one detail of a minhag. I mean, they didn't tell them not to read that Dhammas at all. They just told them to read it before the Kriyas HaTorah. But even that, it seems to have caused a great uproar and upset, and they sent this challenge to the Shah Ephraim.
Yeah, the Shah Ephraim at that time was completely respected by both sides,
but
the
Spire. I don't know. It was definitely the Gedoyne HaTorah. I don't know if police answer that question. I have to do some historical investigation. Now, the bottom line is the Shah Ephraim himself is to support the minhag of saying it after the first problem. So he does not give so much halakhic reasoning. He basically just proved that was always the minhag, and we're not going to change the minhag. As we see today, the minhag has been accepted to read it before Kriyas HaTorah. But now, what I'd like to look at in the time remaining to us is Bechol Zoyim. Let's say this was the original minhag. What on earth is the pshat in this minhag? And why on earth does it possess anybody to interrupt Kriyas HaTorah for the saying of the Piyot? I mean, look, they want to say the Piyot, I'm sure it's very nice. You can't say it before Kriyas HaTorah. You've got to interrupt after the first Pasuk to say this Piyot.
What's the story?
What on earth is the story? Why can't you say it before Kriyas HaTorah? After Kriyas HaTorah, whatever you want. Just then you have to say this Piyot. What's going on? So I heard a few years ago an amazing pshat. And I still saw it written up elsewhere, that's what Torah has done. It really schmecks the emet, this pshat. So it smells of the emet. The pshat goes as follows. The Gemara, the Mishnah, in Megillah, recalls the following din. HaKorah Batero, one of his reading critics, Batero lo yikpeis b'shloshim psukim. If you know, it's more than Zaliyah, it can only be two psukim. And then, v'lo yikron in the Turgamon, yoytzeh the posukim. I do not read to the Meturgamon more than one time. What is that? We know that in the times of Chazal, in times of the Gemara, there was accompanying the Kriyas HaTorah something called a Meturgamon, one who translates. The Meturgamon read out the Targum.
Same in our school.
Yes, you might. Yeah. To a certain extent. So, along with the Kriyas HaTorah, there was somebody who translated, especially in the times of the Gemara, which was the spoken language. So, after, and the Mishnah tells us, when did he do this? After the first Pasuk. So, he used the first Pasuk, and then, Baal Teri reads, there's somebody who's the Meturgamon, he reads the Targum, the Pasuk, and so on and so forth. Pasuk. That is the Minhag, which is mentioned, and it's in the Gemara, there's some discussion about it, there's various rules. Now, what happens to this minhag nowadays? So we saw in the Alokos of Kriyas HaTorah, quote from the Bali Tosfos. The Bali Tosfos proves that even in the times of the Gemara, there were places who didn't do the Targum. It wasn't a fully accepted Targum. It comes in the middle of the second line of the story. And Tosfos says, Mikan Sa'ad, from here there is support, Leminek Shalom. To our custom, she'en on the regilim of the Targum. Already in the times of Tosfos, the Rishayim, this minhag has already fallen by the wayside. Then, And the chat is like this. Shehemo Yerudim in the third line of the Torah, because they, their custom was the Farish Lama and Ha'am. The purpose of this obviously is to explain the Torah to the masses. Shari Madabrim Aramis, who spoke this language Aramis. So there was tremendous prayer in reading out the Torah in Targum, because now everybody will understand. All the people who told that maybe didn't understand the Psukim. If you read out the Targum, they'll understand. Very good idea. But nowadays for us, Ma Tayanis the Targum. What is the point of reading out the Targum? Many people don't understand it. Oh, so you might want to say, okay, so nobody may have the Farish La'am, but also Shayavinu. So perhaps let's follow their idea. Instead of reading out the Targum, so we won't read the Targum because that nobody understands, we'll read some other translation. Yeah, people for us will read English, for people who understand French will read French, whatever. No, they'll say the Bani Tosfos that we don't do. Only the Targum was instituted, the Targum is a summer translation that has a particular position attached. It was written with Ruach HaKodesh, not like other translations that we make, which good as they might be and helpful as they might be, were not written with Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore we don't have right to extend or compare, let's say, the Takona of Chazal to some other translation. So the Targum isn't good for us anymore, another translation we can't do. So Mimela, this whole Minak has fallen by the wayside. Except for the Tayman, yes. That's what I also heard, I've never seen it.
Except for
the Tayman. Tayman still has the Minak of the Turgamon until this very day. But now, I think so. Because you said it really popular, and then the Turgamon translates, you read that the time. Now, yeah. Okay. And now we're going to see that even in the period where the minhag of Targum of Meturgamon was forgotten, was fixed up. Nevertheless, there were a few occasions when the Meturgamon still functioned, still featured, the minhag was still followed. And this is a Tosfos in the Megillah of Purush. Baha Sha'om Meturgamin Haftori Shal Pesach Ba'atek. Of Toysis, there's a minhag to say the Targum of the Haftorah, of the Haftorah and Pesach and Shavuot, famous Shal Yom Tov more than any other time. Lefi Shehei, the Dabris, the Nes Hayoyim. Those Haftorahs refer to the Nisim which happens, particularly related to that day, to that Yom Tov. Can they define the Manes in order to make a sort of point of publicity of the name? So maybe even people don't understand the exact Targum. But it makes a point that there's an event here, there's something to think about, something to pay more attention to, give a certain speciality to the day, so we do it. But hey, says Toysfos, and similarly with Matan Toyo. Similarly with Matan Toyo, today the Sar Sein Hanei. Similarly with Matan Toyo, the Meturgamon still functions, today the Sar Sein Hanei. And more openly, also in the Sefer of Kuni, a Pirush on the Torah, it's written openly that in the times of the Rishonim, with the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuot, the Kriyas HaTorah of Aseret HaDibros, the Meturgamon still functions. Even the Bali Tosfos who themselves recall and bear witness that the minhag of a Meturgamon had fallen to the side, but there were occasions when it was still done that promised this special occasion, and one of those occasions was on Shmuel's morning. At the reading of Aseret HaDibros, very special reading, that covers Matan Torah, there was the minhag on those days that the Meturgamon still functions, and the Kriyas HaTorah is accompanied by Potuk with Harim. Now, in the paper, Matzah Vitri, the Matzah Vitri is from the Rishonim, it is basically a recording of the early Minhagei Ashkenaz, also written in the period of the Rishonim, probably something in the 1100s. In the Matzah Vitri, it is recorded on Shavuot morning, A, the Targum is all there in the Siddur, and B, it is recorded a couple of paragraphs of what we would call a Psicha, introductory word for the Meturgamon. A couple of paragraphs. And indeed, I also thought for example that in the Minhagim of the Tayyimanim, who, as we said, still say the Targum till this day, also there are some special occasions where the Meturgamon before he begins his Targum, has a few introductory paragraphs of Sicha. Dibre Sicha, work of introduction, where before we come to the actual Targum, the Targumman introduces his words with either more about the Nais, or introductory Shvach of the Shmorot, or Shvach of Amisrael, or whatever it might be. And in the Maps of Entry, it is recorded a Sicha for Shavuot Mor. In the light of all this, I have once the suggestion, and it really fits in well, and it goes. So with this, we can understand A, why, what was the urge to say Asdod after the first Pasuk, and B, why it's written in Aramis, which we asked at the beginning. That in fact, this Asdod was intended originally as words of Psicha for the Maturban, as introductory words for the Maturban. Now, when does the Maturban begin? After the first Pasuk. Right, there's one topic in Kriyat Pasuk. The Maturban is about to begin his Targum. Introductory words for the Maturban is this beautiful poem, Akdos. That is the understanding in the original Minna. That was the urge to say it after the first Pasuk. Now it makes beautiful sense, and now it understood why it's written in Arab. Also, in the light of this, the words of the later poskim are very much in place. That nowadays that we do not say it, nowadays the Maturban has fallen to the wayside, also on these special occasions, no Maturban on Shavuot morning either. Now by virtue of the fact that there is no Maturban anymore on Shavuot morning, nor does it make sense to say the introduction of the Maturban during the Kriyas Atzeret. We want to say the Pilot, so it's a very good Pilot, say it before Kriyas Atzeret. So therefore both the original Minag and the later Minag are well understood. Okay, I wish you all a good day.